Good morning. It's November 29th, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This report covers insider trading activities for five notable stocks: Eli Lilly and Company, MicroStrategy, Applied Materials, Rocket Lab USA, and QuantumScape. In its latest coverage, TipRanks reported that Eli Lilly has seen significant changes in its shareholder composition, particularly with Lilly Endowment Incorporated selling a substantial number of shares. Notably, their divestment included over 15,000 shares valued at around $17 million, and multiple other transactions that collectively amounted to more than $400 million. Such a large-scale sale could affect how investors perceive the stock moving forward. On a more positive note, MicroStrategy received a vote of confidence from its director, who purchased over 1,000 shares for just over $100,000. This kind of insider buying is generally viewed as a bullish indicator, suggesting that the company may have promising growth potential. Conversely, Applied Materials experienced a notable insider sale, with its executive vice president selling 4,000 shares for nearly $1 million. While such sales can raise eyebrows regarding the insider's confidence in the company, they can also stem from personal financial strategies. Rocket Lab USA has seen significant insider selling as well, with top executives offloading substantial amounts of stock, totaling over $1 million. These insider transactions might reflect various strategic decisions, including profit-taking or portfolio adjustments, and could impact how investors feel about the company's short-term performance. Lastly, QuantumScape's chief legal officer sold over 76,000 shares for close to $900,000. This sale, like others, might indicate a personal realignment of investments or could be a reaction to the prevailing market dynamics. Investors tend to closely watch these insider activities to better understand a company's future outlook.
This commentary addresses potential legal actions involving Molina Healthcare Incorporated. Market's financial content analysis reveals that the law firm Faruqi and Faruqi is currently investigating claims against Molina following significant financial disclosures that have raised concerns among investors. The firm is encouraging those who invested in Molina between early February and late July of 2025 to reach out if they experienced losses. There is a deadline approaching on December 2nd for investors to consider becoming lead plaintiffs in a federal class action lawsuit against the company. The issues at hand stem from allegations that Molina misled investors regarding critical aspects of its financial health, particularly around medical costs and earnings guidance. Notably, Molina recently announced a sharp reduction in its earnings expectations for the year, citing rising medical costs across its various services. This announcement led to a notable drop in its stock price, which fell significantly after both the initial and subsequent earnings reports. The firm is also welcoming any information from former employees, shareholders, or whistleblowers that might shed light on Molina's business practices. This investigation could potentially have considerable implications for the company and its investors as the situation unfolds.
This commentary discusses potential legal actions against Baxter International Inc. According to a recent report from Markets Financial Content, the law firm Faruqi and Faruqi is investigating claims related to Baxter's Novum large volume pump, which has been linked to serious malfunctions and patient safety risks. Investors who purchased Baxter securities between late February 2022 and the end of July 2025 are being encouraged to reach out to the firm to explore their legal options. This comes as Baxter faces a federal securities class action lawsuit with a deadline of mid-December 2025 for investors to step forward as lead plaintiffs. The allegations against Baxter include claims that the company misled investors about the safety and efficacy of its Novum pumps, which reportedly suffered from systemic defects. These defects have allegedly led to various patient health risks, including severe injury and even death, the situation escalated in late July 2025 when Baxter announced it would pause shipments and installations of the Novum pumps, leading to a significant drop in the company's stock price. The firm is also reaching out to anyone with additional information regarding Baxter's practices, including former employees and whistleblowers. This case highlights ongoing concerns about accountability in the medical device industry and the potential financial implications for investors.
This report examines Dollar Tree's recent stock performance and valuation metrics. In recent commentary, Yahoo Finance noted that Dollar Tree's share price has surged by nearly 8.8% over the past week and boasts a remarkable year-to-date return of almost 45%. This resurgence has captured the attention of investors, especially as the company shifts its strategy to attract more value-focused consumers. However, despite the stock's impressive gains, analysts have raised concerns about its valuation. Currently, Dollar Tree scores 0 out of 6 on standard valuation metrics, indicating it may not be a bargain at its present price. The discounted cash flow analysis suggests that the intrinsic value of Dollar Tree's stock could be around $58.53 per share, which is significantly lower than its current trading price. This indicates that the stock might be overvalued by approximately 89%. Additionally, Dollar Tree's price-to-earnings ratio stands at 20.3, which is in line with the industry average but slightly above its peers. Interestingly, a proprietary fair ratio calculation indicates a more reasonable valuation of 18.6. This suggests that the stock may be trading above what might be justified based on its financial fundamentals. Looking ahead, some investors are using a narrative approach to gauge Dollar Tree's potential, which combines their own outlook on the company's future performance with current market conditions. This perspective has led to varied estimates of fair value, ranging from $75 to as high as $140, depending on individual beliefs about the company's growth and risks. In summary, while Dollar Tree has shown strong recent performance, its valuation metrics raise questions about whether its current price reflects true value. Investors are encouraged to consider both the numbers and the narratives behind the stock as they make their decisions.
This report discusses recent institutional investments and analyst ratings for General Dynamics Corporation. In its latest coverage, MarketBeat reported that GM Advisory Group has acquired a new stake in General Dynamics, purchasing over 1,000 shares valued at approximately $335,000. This move is part of a broader trend, as several large investors have significantly increased their positions in the aerospace and defense company recently. For example, Quarry LP raised its investment by a staggering 783% in the first quarter, bringing its total holdings to 106 shares worth around $29,000. Additionally, Vermilion and White Wealth Management increased its stake by over 80% in the second quarter, now owning 110 shares valued at $32,000. Analysts are also showing increased confidence in General Dynamics. Notably, Argus has raised its price target from $345 to $380, while Wolf Research has elevated its target from $360 to $400, indicating an outperform rating. Overall, the consensus among analysts is a moderate buy, with an average price target around $358. As for the stock's performance, it recently opened at around $340.32, with a market capitalization of approximately $91 billion. General Dynamics has shown solid earnings, reporting $3.88 per share for the last quarter, exceeding expectations, and its revenue grew by over 10% year over year. In insider trading news, a director sold a substantial number of shares, which indicates some movement at the executive level. Despite this, institutional investors currently hold a significant majority of the stock at about 86%. In summary, General Dynamics appears to be attracting both institutional interest and positive analyst sentiment, positioning itself well in the aerospace and defense sector.
This discussion focuses on the ownership structure and institutional investments in Pfizer Inc. In its latest coverage, Yahoo Finance reported that institutional investors hold a significant portion of Pfizer's stock, with about 66% of shares owned by these organizations. This heavy institutional ownership often indicates confidence in the company's future, as these investors typically possess extensive resources and experience. However, the report also highlights that while institutional backing can be a positive sign, it does come with risks. A shift in sentiment among these large investors could lead to rapid declines in the stock price. Interestingly, the largest shareholders include the Vanguard Group, which owns approximately 9.4% of the company, followed by BlackRock with 8.7% and State Street Global Advisors with 5.3%. Additionally, Pfizer's management team holds less than 1% of the company's shares, which may limit their accountability to other shareholders. Individual investors account for about 34% of the ownership, giving them some influence, albeit not enough to significantly impact major decisions. As we look ahead, it will be important to monitor both analyst predictions for Pfizer's future growth and the potential warning signs associated with its ownership dynamics. Understanding these factors can provide valuable insights into the company's performance trajectory.
This report discusses NetApp's upcoming dividend payment and its financial health. Citing Yahoo Finance Canada's data, NetApp, a technology company listed on the NASDAQ, has announced a dividend of 52 cents per share, scheduled for distribution on January 21st. This dividend represents an annual yield of 1.9%, which is notably higher than the industry average. The sustainability of dividend payments is crucial for investors, and in this case, NetApp's earnings more than cover the dividend, indicating strong financial health. Analysts predict that the company will see earnings per share grow by approximately 23.8% over the next year, suggesting that the company's profits are robust enough to support its dividend payments. NetApp has a solid history of paying dividends, with a record of stability that boosts investor confidence. Since 2015, the annual dividend payment has increased significantly from 72 cents to $2.08, marking a compound annual growth rate of around 11%. This consistent growth, along with a low payout ratio projected at 31%, paints a positive picture for future dividend increases. Investors who have held NetApp shares in recent years have likely benefited from reliable dividend income. The company's earnings have also been growing at a rate of 14% annually over the past 5 years, which further supports the expectation of future dividend growth. However, it's essential for investors to consider other factors alongside dividends when evaluating a company's overall potential. While NetApp shows promise as a solid income investment, there is one warning sign that investors should keep in mind as they look ahead. Overall, the company's earnings and dividend strategy check many boxes for those seeking reliable income stocks.
This report covers the recent performance and outlook for Micron Technology, a leading semiconductor company. Finviz analysis shows that Micron Technology has been recognized as one of the top-performing artificial intelligence stocks as we approach 2026. Recently, Morgan Stanley reaffirmed its buy rating for Micron and raised its price target from $325 to $338. In addition, Rosenblatt Securities also lifted its price target, increasing it from $250 to $300, while maintaining a buy rating. They highlighted that the demand for dynamic random access memory, or DRAM, is on the rise, particularly due to the growing needs of artificial intelligence applications that require high bandwidth memory. However, they caution that the growth in DRAM supply is likely to be constrained through 2026. Rosenblatt noted that both DRAM and NAND memory prices are climbing faster than anticipated, which prompted them to adjust their financial forecasts for Micron upward. Wells Fargo also joined in on the positive sentiment, raising its price target from $220 to $300 as per discussions with Micron's leadership. They emphasized the company's robust market position and solid operational execution. Overall, while Micron is positioned well within the semiconductor market, some analysts believe that other AI stocks might offer greater potential for growth with less risk involved. This insight suggests a competitive landscape in the AI investment sector as we look ahead.
This report discusses the positive outlook for Western Digital Corporation, particularly in the context of artificial intelligence and storage solutions. As highlighted by Insider Monkey, Bank of America Securities recently reaffirmed its buy rating for Western Digital and increased its price target significantly. They raised it from $170 to $197. In a similar vein, TD Cowen also boosted its price target for the company, elevating it from $90 to $200 while maintaining a buy rating. Their analysis suggests that the hard disk drive industry is on a strong recovery path, with Western Digital's recent performance described as flawless. Moreover, TD Cowen anticipates that Western Digital could achieve a gross margin exceeding 50%, which is a notable increase from approximately 31% in the last cycle in 2021. Adding to the company's positive momentum, a report from Reuters revealed that Western Digital has secured long-term purchase orders from five of its major customers, extending through 2026. This positions the company well to meet rising demand driven by advancements in artificial intelligence. While there is optimism about Western Digital's prospects, the article suggests that other AI stocks may present even greater potential for returns with less risk. This highlights the competitive landscape in the AI sector, indicating that while Western Digital is a strong player, investors might want to explore other opportunities as well.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.